Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Time to have a look at the meeting up in Wagga today with no Victorian racing. Before we do that, though, there's a chance to win. Get on the phone, punters, because we are giving away another double pass to Moonee Valley Friday Night Lights competition. The crowds are back, and to celebrate, we will be giving away a double pass to the Ladbrokes Friday Night Lights on this Friday. Be the first caller through 1300 652 927, and a double pass is yours. Time to have a chat now to Kev Casey, who is here to find us a few winners. How are you, Kev?
I'm well, thanks very much, Michael. Yeah, good to join you today.
Great to have you on board with Wagga today. I suppose a lot of our listeners may not be regular punters at Wagga. What can you tell us about the track?
Well, I think it's a very fair track overall. We've got a wide rail today. It's out a little bit, out to the 8 metre position. But even, you know, when you do have that sort of rail, I think you go, usually it's pretty even. We're on the course proper. We've got an inside track there, the Riverside track that we race on at times as well. But I think you can approach it with some confidence. Some of these races are fairly even with, you know, 4 or 5 strong chances in each of them. We've got 1 or 2 short price favours as we get through the day. But look, I'm approaching this with a good level of confidence today.
Well, that is good to hear. And the first race is a maiden over 1,200 metres. We take out 13, 14 and 15. Perfect Sun's the $2.90 favourite ahead of Princess Warrior at 4.40, Kev.
Yes, absolutely. Look, Brazen Impact here in a tricky race, I think is perhaps worth a little go. Number 3, Drawn Wide, had one start in the middle of the year. Look, started $26 in a home track maiden, but it was on heavy tin, missed the start, finished off reasonably well, no recent trial. I'm just wary of this one coming back. Think on the dry, maybe I'm able to offer a lot more. So he goes on top. I thought 12 was a strong chance here. Princess Warrior just looks to get some favours on speed for 9. Jumps from the low draw. She'll be thereabouts. She had every chance last time on the inside track here. And, you know, something similar will have her in the finish. For 9, the 7 is in the mix. Den Arena just hoping to bounce off a relatively poor one. That was a Yarra Valley last time. The first up run was really good. Something like that will be more beneficial for her. She can miss the kick a little bit. And the other one is the return horse, Perfect Sun, who looks short enough for Mine Drawn Wide. We'll see where it gets to in the run, but certainly has the quality to be winning something like this. Hard way to start. I'm not getting too much involved just yet. 3, 12, 7, 9, the numbers.
All right, race number 2 has been knocked around by scratchings. Take out 2, 4, 5, and 7, which only leaves 4 runners, and an odds-on favourite here. Zacher is at $1.95 ahead of Propose to Me at $2.90, $5 up a house, and the other runner, Nieces and Nephews, $9.50.
Yeah, so true enough, yes, it's been cut in half, and we're left with a field of 4, but sometimes I don't mind a little field of 4, particularly when you're against the favourite. This is fascinating because I'm tipping number 6 Proposed to Me, and I'm pretty keen that she can run well here and win. But she's up against the Queen Bee and Cup place getters. Zacher is, who beat Upper House and Nieces and Nephews. They're all here, just dropping back from the 2,000 metres of that race. I think Proposed to Me, who can miss the kick, we could have her settling last here in this small field, or at least, you know, with maybe one other behind her. But I think, you know, given that you would presume that Zachary's the clear leader, he's going to be there with Nieces and Nephews. I think she can run them down. The key is back onto the dry. You look at her good track record, and she's 3 wins, 3 placings from 6 starts. She's also 2 from 2 on heavy. I think Jeff Penzer will line things up here. He'll just be cool and calm and be able to have last say in the race. I think she's one of the bets of the day. At the current price, she looks decent value for mine. 6 on top. Certainly 3 Zacharys who can lead up will give a sight. There's no question about that. Just could quibble about the price there. Number 1, Upper House next best, and Nieces and Nephews to come in 4th and last. 6, 3, 1 and 8 for race 2.
6, 3, 1 and 8 in the second. Race 3 is a benchmark 66 over 1,800. Take out 2, 6, 11, 12 and 13. Wise Dragon is a $3.60 favourite ahead of Milamu at $4.20.
Yeah, there are several chances here. There's a good handful of winning hopes in this race. You could even, you know, could extend that out to maybe half a dozen proper winning chances. We've only got a field of nine. So I'm approaching this with a little bit of caution. Wise Dragon, I'm tipping, just racing really, really well at the moment. We'll cross up here and get positive, either cross the lead or sit outside the possible other leader. We might have Fiorenzac, who jumps lower, going forward and pushing up the front. But either way, he's going to be there. Everything he's doing recently is rock solid for something like this. So he's in the midst of good form and on top he goes. But as mentioned, there's a heap of others. Miller Moo, who gets, I reckon, every chance in the race, probably won't be top four, but she'll be sitting pretty just in behind those others. And she can have a big look at the finish here. I think she's obviously in form as Wise Dragon is as well. You got a couple through Wodonga Cup Day, the same race that Thinkmore won by a space there. Fiorenzac, who will go forward, as mentioned, be on speed. And St. Henry will try and find a position as well. They're both out of that same race, off the heavy 10 onto something drier, which shouldn't faze either of them, really. They're in the mix. And Perfect Illusion is the stablemate to Wise Dragon. Has a hope here, too. Third up, just is the horse quite ready? And where do you get to there? I can see the horse either covering ground or being right out the back. So just misses top four. My number's 9345.
9345. Race number four, a maiden over the 1,000. Take out 2, 8, 11, and 16. Prince Nakoni is a 390 favourite to have Mancaroni at 460 and Orzetta at 550.
Yes, well, this one, 12 Rosa, I think has a great chance. She's a filly who returned really well. She's beaten half a length there by Snitz on Fire. It's a good horse. We saw that horse race over the weekend and was beaten about a length or so, but followed up that narrow maiden with two City wins, and there's good solid form through that that horse Snitz on Fire. So that's a great return for this filly first up. And she's then gone to Kembla and ran last of five, but not beaten all that far, and it was heavy 10. So we're just switching here to something very, very different. She needs to find a position in this field, but I think if she can do that, she may well be the best horse we've got in this race. She goes on top here. I think she's a good bet to have. Dangers can be 5, Prince Nakoni on the comeback, another Danny Williams runner returning, no public trial. It could be a bit to like about this horse. Was in the market first up, but that was in a Forbes maiden. Riverbank Rat, who's done all his racing in Victoria, which is around here, is in the mix, and certainly the other one that I would consider would be the toppy man, Coney. 12 on top, though, 5-4-1 the Dangers.
12, 5-4-1 the Dangers in race number 4. The first leg of the quaddies, race 5, a maiden over 1,200. Take out 9, 10, 13, 14, 16. Oblique is a short-priced favourite here. $1.75. Is this a one-out in the first leg here, Kev?
No, look, he's not. I think he's short enough at that price. Now, his return run was perfectly fine. I mean, he ran second there. Moon Dancer, who beat him first up on the inside track here, was a similar price to what Oblique is today. It was $1.60, $1.70, did the job. And Oblique's had every possible and just couldn't, you know, was outgunned, got beaten three quarters. So it's a perfectly good return run. We've seen the horse, I think he was with the Snowdens early on, you know, place up at the Sunshine Coast at Kembla, decent in a decent city mate too, going back earlier this year. Returned for this stable and was just shocking on a wet track back mid-year. But that's more like his go. I'm wary of that price. It's short, isn't it? It's very, very short for a horse drawn wide. I think there are some possible dangers here that are all on debut, and they all come through the same trial. Now, the trial was won by Tanisha Mitchell Beer, runner, who's a Pentire filly. She settled hand in that trial, went past. The leader of that trial was Bangalee Miss. You'd imagine that she can cross up here from the wide draw. She's number 7. She's a Poissons de Lune there. They might both want further, those two. Mm. The horse getting home, who I'm tipping as second selection here, Bon Hombre, settled off them, and I thought got to the line very, very nicely indeed, as that Cindy and Wayne Brand are the owners of this horse. Cindy does some good training herself up Mildura way, just north of Mildura. And, yeah, we'll see what he has to offer. I think they could cause some sort of upset, but with the favourite, 5, 1, 12 and 7.
All right, we're going to have to whip through these last few races. We've only got 2 minutes left here, Kev. So race number 6 is the second leg of the Quaddie. Largo Winch is a $3.30 favourite. Take out 3, 9, 12 and 14.
Yeah, Largo Winch, I'm making one of the better bets of the day. Just good, solid breakthrough win. Gets on speed here and can do the job and beat 5 out of hand. Certainly 11. Affiliate has a hope too. It'll be on speed and 4 pillar of strength. So 1, 5, 11, 4, race 6.
1, 5, 11, 4 in race number 6. Race number 7 is over 1,200 metres. We take out 7, 9, 14 and 16. Unique Prince is the 320 favourite.
Yeah, tipping for our Bayers, who was a ripper win. Now, she might get back here as well, but it was a storming win first up. Just wary second up. All her best friends have been first up. So let's put her on top to beat 5 Unique Prints. Certainly 11 Bella Broadway has a hope there with 6 Can Do It an each way chance. 4, 5, 11, 6.
4, 5, 11, 6. And the last is over 1,200 metres, the open handicap takeout, 4, 11, 14, 15. Healing Hands, the $4 equal favourite with Brendan's Trooper.
Yeah, this is an even race too. I've got Brendan's Trooper on top. Was able to bounce back from that Tatura flop with an almost win on Wodonga Cup Day there in the last. Gets a good run here in transit. So goes on top. 3 Healing Hands, 5 Shores of Avalon. And 16 has a chance here too. He's red hot looking at a hat-trick. 6, 3, 5 and 16.
Excellent. So how do we tackle the meeting, Kev? Best bets?
Yeah, best bet for me, race 2, number 6 in the small field, Proposed to Me. Value race 4, number 12, Oreza. And the quaddie, we're just going 4 by 4. So first leg 1, 5, 7, 12. Second leg 1, 4, 5, 11. The third leg 4, 5, 6 and 11. And we finish off with 3, 5, 6 and 16.
Kevin, appreciate your time this morning. Good luck today at Wagga.
Good man. Thanks, Mike.